Started again.
You're
hot. Okay, we're back on. Old and new business.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do we?
I was going to make an announcement about Sarah, but
okay.
Do we have old business first, or
no? That was going to be my
okay.
Question.
Obviously, some of you noticed I'm sitting in the chair tonight. Sarah Kleinfelter is actually the chairperson, and I'm the vice chair, but. I'll let, maybe you know more than I do as to, Sarah resigned today because she was asked to because she lives in the city limits of Forsyth. And as per our state statutes, is that right, Benita? As
yes.
A first-class county, if you live in the city limits, you can't serve on this board. Now, you can on the BOA. I think you can have up to two.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, but not on this commission. So once she found that out, which was today at 4 o'clock, she was here before the meeting, and she said, well, listen, once I find out, there's, you know, wrong is wrong, and we're not with, so she had a resignation letter and resigned. I asked her to, we'll set up a time for her to come back so we can recognize her and do all the appropriate stuff, but that's the deal there. And, of course, what we'll have to do is then vote on a new chair, because I'm just interim chair and a new vice chair. I didn't really want to handle that tonight, but if you feel like you want to, we can. And go ahead and get that out of the way.
I would like to nominate you to be the new chair.
I'll second.
Anybody else?
You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Didn't it?
We will. We do need nominations for vice chair. Somebody
I'd like to nominate Susan Martin for vice chair.
Okay. We have a nomination for Susan. See what you get. Do we have a second?
I would nominate Rick Caudill.
Well, hang on. Let's go with the first one first. We've got two. Well, we got two nominations. Are either of you interested?
The reason I would really rather not do it is because of my real estate deal. That's why I wasn't here the last two meetings. When I've got people in town and I've got stuff to sell, I'm not going to be here.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I want to try and nominate you.
No.
You withdraw your nomination.
I'll withdraw.
Okay. You withdraw your nomination?
Yes.
Okay. We do have one still on the floor, Susan Martin. Do we have a second?
Awesome.
Quick before she says no. Oh, okay. All those in favor? There's no discussion. Okay. Opposed?
Close to second.
That's right. You noticed I moved over too. Okay. Very good. So, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm speechless.
That's good.
For what?
Well, I only have a few things. No, I don't have anything to say.
Thank you.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe you know a little more about how all that came up and why it came up now. And I know, just so you know, Sarah's a little confused. But I do have a request for you, and I hate to put you. About 2 months ago, Sarah and I met with the commissioners, and one of the questions that we had was by our code, we want to make sure we follow our code. That's all. It's not necessarily that we're wanting to do this, but if we're supposed to do this, we want to make sure we're the ones doing this. And the question was, who is supposed to deal with personnel issues, hiring and firing of, because from what we read, we want to make sure we're doing it correctly.
Okay.
Not how it's always been done.
Exactly.
If that's the way it's always been done and that's correct, great. But we want to make sure it's done correctly. We asked that question about 7 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I know they've been busy with a lot of other stuff. But if they've had time to look this up, then they've probably had time to get that question answered. So I'm asking you to ask them to get us an answer on that so we know where we're supposed to be. Not necessarily for anything that's happened in the past, just from here forward so we know how that's supposed to be.
I understand.
So we wanted to give them some time to get some other stuff done, but it looks like now they're working on other stuff. So I want them to work on that and get that question answered. I know a lot of you weren't in that meeting, but I wanted to make sure you were. I think everybody knew we had asked them that, and we're still waiting for that question to be answered.
Any city limits for incorporated area like that can't
not on this board.
Was that a change between a third-class county and a first-class county status on the rule?
That's a good question. We're not sure, but we do know that in a first-class, it may very well have been.
And that is... We were aware of it. I was on the commission back when Sarah was on it before, and nothing had ever been brought up about it before.
Right.
Well, early on, Sarah did not live in the city of Forsyth.
Right.
I understand that. Yeah.
And she represented Branson.
And she resigned off the commission for a while when she ran for county commissioner.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not that I have at this point.
How about you guys, ladies?
Well,
you.
You want me to hit you for you?
Ladies. I did have one thing, nothing major or nothing
good.
Significant, but there was a thought of maybe training one member of the Planning and Zoning Commission just in case, for whatever reason, there wasn't a staff member available to, and I'll be completely honest, I'm still learning how to how to utilize this equipment, but possibly having one member of the Planning and Zoning Commission trained just as a backup, just in case, for whatever reason.
Sure.
And that we had just considered that today, especially since we've got a pretty small staff. And
well, Ray's lucky. He doesn't even have email, I think, so he's out.
That was a plan. Road department gets someone here from the road department.
I'll be honest, I still have not even, I haven't heard a word about it at this point of view.
Is that, that is our only vacancy?
Yeah, and we also learned that the state statute that says that you can have an incorporated area person voting on the commission, that the road and bridge administrator also does not want to.
Okay, they just are there as a... Okay. Well, that's good to know.
What about the council? Is there anyone legal counsel or anything?
I still haven't heard anything on that front either at this point.
Yeah, you can ask him that too. While he's asking that other question. That would be, ask him those other two questions. That's what you want to do, isn't it? Okay. We would appreciate that if you would.
I will see.
A few of the things I think they did vote on, a couple of the more simple issues, I think were approved as we sent them. As far as I know, nothing's came back on the rest of that. Do you?
I haven't heard anything on that front either. Definitely make a list of things to talk to them about.
We haven't heard anything about the duplex.
I don't think so. I haven't, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that we. Okay. Anything else? If nothing else,
nothing
then I'd... Very good. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.